What does it mean to be dependent? Well, stay tuned for more information and let's find our way. By the way, one of the dictionary definitions of being dependent is requiring someone or something to provide financial or other support. Some years ago, when I was in social work, I was attending an in-service training course on dependency. While there, several different facets of this subject matter were explained to us. One that really caught my attention was, what is an alcoholic? This aspect, of course, changed my understanding, and perhaps this will change yours too. Most people think of alcoholics as someone who constantly drinks alcohol and is generally in an inebriated condition at some level. But that is not the case. Here's a couple of examples. Imagine the lawyer who must have a drink before they enter court. Or what about the doctor who must have a drink before attending to patients? In both cases, it may be only one drink, but the fact that they must have it before engaging in their work makes them dependent. Similarly, the person who relies on some form of drug, they may have a problem with that. Some people must smoke. They may have a problem with that. A Christian friend of mine, who was quite a heavy smoker once, proudly told me he had given up cigarettes. And before I could congratulate him, he told me he now vapes. Either way, what this meant was that he was dependent on something. I recently heard the account of a young man who would escape to his bedroom to smoke a joint. Not only was the smell foul, but the parents were also fed up with it and worried about his long-term health and drug dependency. The father decided to act and said to his son, "If you don't stop this within a week, I'm going to kick you out of the house." Unfortunately, the mother argued against this in front of the son, which didn't help the situation. However, this determined father was not giving up. A week had passed and there was no change. So the father put his adult son into the car and drove him out of town, dropped him off and said, "Don't come back home until you've kicked this habit." Many days had passed and the son eventually returned home. He realized his habit was messing up his life and he wanted to be back home with his family. According to a report from the Pennington Institute, there is an international crisis regarding drug overdoses. Over the last 20 years, drug overdose deaths have increased significantly in many parts of the world. Each year, a record number of deaths are reported, predominantly driven by the misuse of opioids, often in combination with other drugs, including stimulants and alcohol. In 2020, an estimated 284 million people aged between 15 and 64 had used a drug in the previous 12 months. A 26% increase from 2010. Opioids account for 2/3 or 69% of drug overdose deaths. The estimated number of people using opioids globally has doubled from 26 to 36 million people in 2010 to 61.3 million in 2020. My dear friend, many of these people, if not all of them, will have passed into an eternity without Christ. If you're a drug user or an alcoholic, I want to tell you that this dependency will ruin your life. It doesn't matter what took you there. The only dependency you need is to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ. He can bring you through this. He can heal the hurts and the wounds and completely deliver you from the silent killer of your dependency. Give him a chance and give your life over to him today. He's waiting for you, and he will reveal the plan he has for your life. a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, and to give you hope and a bright new future. My name is Ray Craddock. See you next time on By the Way.